Hi, everybody. Well, today's Monday. In case you're not an archive or don't know what day it is, it's August 31st, 2015, and we're on Station 1. Station 1 Mondays and Wednesdays, and Station 2 Friday and Saturdays. So let's do a clearing for the date here. Remember, this is the last day of the month. If that means anything. So tomorrow will be goodbye to August. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And if you had any situations going on, emotional situations or physical pain, think of that situation, and I can clear the last thought that you had about it. So here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen, as many as you'd like to have up. We'll energize all the male energies. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so today's our Healing Highway program, and we have Ann on today. So, Ann, are you there?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hello, and good evening or good afternoon to everyone listening. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. We're delighted you're all here. We'll be doing some sample healings for tonight and having some wonderful discussions with Ron, as always. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. There are many free healings there. There are links to YouTube videos and just tons of information, so be sure to check that out. So, and I just want to add, if you happen to miss the Saturday show, Ron did some very wonderful healings. It would really be worth it to listen to that on the archive. I like to remind people to try to get on the Saturday show, which is 7 p.m. Pacific time every Saturday. Try to get on that live because we have a trip to the Lightship where you can ask for physical healing. But it's still really worth listening to that show because Ron did a lot of healings that night. So thank you very much for that, Ron, too. And we had a testimonial. You removed some heavy metals from us, and you did some gum work. I think you probably don't even remember, but somebody did write in to thank you that their gum and teeth felt really good after that. So thank you, Ron. So I thought this is a nice email to start with, Ron, since it's the Healing Highway and we want to talk about healings. Hey, Ron, I'll just say a large number of healings now. I feel very empty and at peace. I am able to reach such a high frequency of stillness that I am somewhat out of this world. The peace gives me great strength in my life with all this alien control. I still have a lot of work to get my spirit back in alignment with my life, though. I have a lot of past experiences where I lost my spirit. I am using the spirit retrieval to help with this. Is there any more work I can do to get 100% clear and empowered?
Boy, the spirit retrieval is good in all the clearings, and even leave it up when you're doing any clearing. You can go on to some of the free ones, and we do have spirit retrieval, or it could be spirit integration, either way. So, you know, to do those clearings along with what you're doing normally. To help you out more, I don't know, I'm just trying to think here. A lot of people like doing the IQ and the education clearing. Because that helps you out living life here. So that could be one way to, you know, help yourself out function better. Because you are functioning here on the earth, and, you know, you're probably looking at ways to have a little more smarts, we'll say, to live life here. So maybe that's what the issue could be, not necessarily spirit energy, but how to live life better. So those two are very good clearings. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I had a couple of thoughts, if I could just add to what you said. This person might also consider doing the seven-generation clearings on top of some of the whole life clearings they've done, like the emotional and mental. And the other thought I had, and I don't know, this person doesn't mention anything physical, but the special clearing is wonderful for anything physical that might be going on, and then there's a seven-generation of that, so that if your ancestors or you in the past had some of these issues in your DNA that got passed down to you, you're removing it also from your ancestors. And one more, the... Now I forget what you exactly call it, Ron, but the Creation Lightship healing booth. Like there's a healing that replicates what you do at the expos, where you can actually bring in the light energy to where you're sitting. Do you think those would be good ideas for this person, Ron?
Very possible, yeah. Remember, you want to do the be here now so that you're always here. And do your finger exercise. Make sure you're not out on timelines. So remember, all these things can cause problems if you're not here, because you can't manifest with light when you're on timelines. And I think most people understand that. And as you get switched out all the time, that's why you want to do the be here now. And then, if not, if you don't have a computer, then, you know, do the mind to heart drop. And always do that, and that will bring you back into the reality of the real Earth. Otherwise, you're on a timeline of a replica Earth and a replica self. So you want to get back here by doing the mind to heart drop. So that helps you out a whole bunch. So back to you.
Okay, and can you think, Ron, what that is called? I'm so sorry that I'm thinking a listener will save me here and send in the name of that clearing that I was talking about. Can you think of what it's called?
No, I can't.
Okay. Well, if someone listening knows, because I don't want to take too much time now on the show. Okay, so someone has another question. They're doing the 108 bodies, that where you put your 108 bodies back in order, and they say it, you run that for 5 minutes, and then there's spirit integration for 30 minutes. And they're wondering if there's a faster way to accomplish that. Could you do all of the bodies and then do a spirit integration at the end?
No. You have to do spirit integration along with the clearing if you're going to do anything. That's a little different. So just put it up on your screen so that it's always up. You know, well, what I would say is keep that spirit integration on your screen continuously when you start doing clearing. Just put another page up or a tab up and have that running alongside with whatever you're doing on the website. That's the easiest thing to do. And that way they can run together. So back to you.
Right. That's how I've done it. So then the person could just go through, you know, have one window open with the spirit integration and then just go 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes. That takes quite a while in itself. So I know what the person means if you're doing 5 minutes, then 30 minutes each time. So that will hopefully be very helpful for that listener. Okay. And another healing question. I'm going to skip that for the moment. I just want to say that a listener sent in a photo, Ron, that was taken by astronauts, and it shows a jellyfish in the sky. And she sent it, and I saw the picture. You know, it's a pretty good size picture and clear, and it's so disturbing looking. So is that something that's around us all the time and where we just don't know it? Or did this listener find something very unique? Or what's going on there?
Well, it just, they happened to see it, and, I think it came from NASA. So, yeah, it's these things are here. I was watching the Weather Channel this morning, and they're showing stuff over Florida, I believe, and or maybe it was Hawaii. I'm not sure, but Hawaii, and then they had an airplane out there taking pictures, you know, and they had a link to the Weather Channel. And sure enough, there I'm watching all these faces in the clouds. The lady doesn't understand what they are, but it's in the hurricane. So, you know, are they here? Yeah, of course they are. Just, you know, get some smoke going around you, and you're going to see alien faces. They're you know, they're walking through you, and you're walking through them. They're here. So, you know, you're not alone here. Just because you can't see them doesn't mean they don't exist. And so that's the main thing, is people think that because you don't see it or sense it or taste it or feel it, that it's not here. They're here at ground level causing you problems. How do you, that's why you get pinpricks and attacks and different things happening to you, because they are here messing with you. So, you know, just because they catch one and you go, wow, that's something, well, they've always been here. So that's the way to look at it, is that, you know, they're always here, and they're now, you're starting to see them physically. And nothing to be disturbed about, because they've been here for probably longer than you. And, you know, this is humanity. So just, you know, be careful of what, you know, you're doing in your life, not to bring them into your reality. But they are here, and they're going to be here until they stop interfering with people. That's the worst thing. And none of them smile. When you see them, they look all very scary, and like it's your worst nightmare when you see one of these things, and that's just the way it is. So, back to you.
Okay. What that made me think of, Ron, is that blue death ray clearing that you recently gave us, because you mentioned it when you first released it, that it was somehow connected to jellyfish. So if someone is affected by what we're talking about, or perhaps saw something in the sky or some kind of blue energy or jellyfish energy, would that be a good clearing for them to do?
Very possibly, because you're getting the awareness. But they're always here anyway. But, yeah, it's best to, you know, do those newer clearings that we put up, because they're here and they're getting more active. So, and they're, you know, more noticeable now. Maybe that's why the picture came about. So back to you.
Right. They're maybe a little bolder and they kind of want to be seen. Okay. Another listener wrote, I had the Century and Master 3-in-1 clearing done recently. I felt a lot lighter and at peace, but I also feel lonely a lot. I feel I need to reach out to people much more. Is this normal? My classmates do not seem to be as close as before. Do I need the loneliness clearing?
That's possible. Normally when you have the 4-in-1, that clearing actually takes away most of that. You feel a lot more empowered inside of yourself. But, yeah, but very possibly it could have triggered loneliness. That could be, you know... what I would first do is a lot of spirit integration. I would do that first. So just put that up on your screen and do that. And then if not, do the loneliness. But almost everybody feels more secure and more centered inside of themselves and filled up. So back to you.
I remember, well, when part of that clearing, Ron, correct me if I'm wrong, is connection to your twin flame. Is that what that is?
Yeah, so, it's your base, home base, and twin flame. And so, you know, it's possible that maybe the loneliness could be for the soul family being taken out of that. And you might feel a little loneliness there. Maybe you had a lot of energetic cord attached to you. And so you're feeling lonely because of lack of that psychic attack energies. So, but basically, you should be feeling pretty good. I think I'd wait about a week before you do anything, because it may just need some integration inside of your body to allow the energies to stabilize.
Right, and is it also as simple as when you are doing a healing and experiencing that deep clearing and connection to source, that then when you are back in this 3D world with the aliens and the, you know, rough people around, that it's going to be an extreme contrast for you. And it's not going to feel like the source energy felt.
Yeah, very possible. You know, that is true. So you could be feeling the loneliness and missing source energy, but with your twin flame energy, as you call upon it, or, you know, just maybe bring it forth, it can't stay very long, maybe half a minute or something. But normally you have that connection inside of yourself now, so you don't have to really go outside and search. So, you know, I would think the loneliness is that you're disconnected from people, and now it's up to you to reintegrate and to call upon your own spirit and not be codependent upon other people around you. So you may be feeling that lack of energies from other people attacking you. That's probably what it would amount to. That's how I would look at it. So your energetic cordings are what you're looking at. Those probably are released from you, and you're able to feel a little more, you know, in sync and more with yourself.
Right. Yeah. And I think that for this listener and the one that wrote before asking about what clearings to do, you know, just sit with yourself and do the tools, as you said, Ron, and maybe the Be Here Now and the Mind to Heart Drop and stay on the timeline, and then you'll feel better, and then it'll be clear to you, oh, this is the problem. This is what keeps coming back to me, and then you'll know yourself really what healing to do. So we have a request, Ron. Could you do a sample clearing of orbs, specifically blue and black?
Okay, here we go. So I don't know where these orbs are attached to you. So blue one first, releasing that. So here we go. One, two. Oh, this is the orb that's connected to you this moment. So it'll be released now. It could come back in 10 minutes. So you don't know. Remember, the aliens are tricky. But we can give you some reprieve right now. So here we go. Blue orbs. One, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And black orb will be released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. So let's see how your body's feeling. Back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And a listener sent in an interesting question about the jellyfish in the sky. Electric jellyfish in the sky may be electronic signal that energizes all the jellyfish in the ocean.
Well, they do connect like they do with us, with ley lines and grid lines and things on our feet. So very possibly there's something out there that has to be maybe physically seen. You work with our realm physical here. That's a possibility. Normally it's energetic, but you know, sometimes the energetics will appear. And kind of like when people do, if you've seen, you know, movies where they do seances and things, and all of a sudden they see a hologram of a person appear that maybe died or something, and they go, oh, yeah, it's here, you know. Well, it could be very similar. So, yeah, you know, it could probably work both ways. But, yeah, if you do get something that you see in the clouds, what are they doing up there? Well, they're connecting with something, and very possibly it's connecting with you. But anyway, that would make sense to me, yes.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense to me, too. Thank you, listener. Okay, the healing that I was trying to get the right name of before is Light Infusion Healing Chamber, which I think is what I said, but I think I might have typed it in wrong. It didn't come out. So if that's a whole life healing, so that means it's $5 per year of every year you've been alive, and to do it for whole life, of course, is an additional $50. So that just was my thought for that one listener that might want to do some more healings. Okay. Thank you so much, everyone, for writing in. That is the one. And, okay, this is interesting. I someone else told me a story about a relative today that was basically torturing them. And then someone wrote in that a family member sends emails over the years saying they'll come and visit, and am I going to be home? And I say yes, and then he doesn't show up, and he doesn't respond. I know he gets my emails, but he doesn't answer me. So that sounds sort of like a person setting up another person, maybe for expectations and disappointment. So what's going on when someone close to us does things like that to us, Ron, and basically tortures us, I think?
Well, kind of not necessarily answering the question, like I know what's going on with this person. You're probably the person's taking energy from you, so you're getting an email which you're emotionally attached to, and that emotional attachment is giving you a situation, especially when they don't show up. And so they're courting you, they're taking away your life force energy, and, you know, that's how I would look at it, you know, and you're responding to it. So should you really respond to this more than once or twice over the years, but they don't show up? They're just probably trying to take your energy. Or maybe they have something else in their body, you know, doing this to you. They don't know anything about it. You know, maybe, you know, that's another way of looking at it. It could be entities. Maybe it's maybe they're connected with you and you're on a different timeline. And you are seeing that person for real on their timeline. And you're getting that email sent here, and it's not really in the timeline that they're connecting you with, okay? So a lot of weird things can happen. But it sounds like to me they're just trying to take your energy. Maybe they're guilty for not seeing you or something, or feel guilt. Maybe there's something going on with them. And it sounds like the whole thing is an emotional trap. So I'll just get out of it. You know, if you start thinking about this, it's all emotions. And so to me, I'd say, why are you tying into somebody else's emotions wanting to connect with you? You know, let them do what they want to do, and if they show up, they show up. I wouldn't put any energy on it. So that's how I would look at that. Different ways. You just maybe look at it if you don't want to get caught up emotionally, and just see it on another timeline, and you want to get off that timeline, do a bunch of timeline crashes. So back to you.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And if you are sure you're on the CLS Now timeline of light, maybe doing the Be Here Now and commanding that person to be on the CLS Now timeline of light might sort of align things a little better. And I was wondering, since that came up, could you check all of us, you know, are we all on the CLS Now timeline of light? And if not, could you help us get there?
Well, here we go. First, you want to do your finger exercise, because you have to be empowered yourself to do this. You can't always, in a sense, rely on me to do it on all these programs, because you want to do it yourself. So first do your finger exercise and see if your finger or your index finger is straight ahead of you. And if it is, then more than likely, it's a 90% chance you're probably here. If it's to the left or the right, then move your finger and then command your body and your spirit to be here in the now. Remember, your body needs to be here, and so does your spirit, so do that. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So hopefully you're going to be there in the now. And do the mind-to-heart drop. So that's the quickest way to get here. 15 seconds. So here we go. Commanding your spirit to take your thoughts inside of your head, because otherwise you're going to be distracted and not be here, because you want to be in the moment. So here we go. Dropping down, taking your thoughts, causing your confusion and everything else. So dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay. So now you should be here. This you should be doing yourself as often as you like. You know, some people do it 3 times a day. If not, maybe do it 10 times. So that you're always here. Then you're at peace. And then you're off of the timeline that aliens are trying to connect you to. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. That felt very relaxing and peaceful. Okay, next question. Is there any clearing that can remove the feeling of shackles from the ankles? We have already done the whole life slavery clearing, but my husband still feels the shackles around his ankles. Thank you.
What I would do is timeline crashes on shackles and just see if you get anything that kind of comes up. You can go into the special clearing. That might do that one. I'm not sure. Normally it's designed for the physical body problems, but that would be a problem to you. I would just say maybe do the seven generational clearing for that because it may go back further. So you may have a lot of energies there. So I'd probably do seven generational clearing of slavery.
Good. And if they haven't already done it, you know, with the to be whole life, I mean, if they've cleared their whole lives, but then buy it so that you can update it, you know, maybe just shackles needs to be put in the incident box. Just a thought in case they haven't done that already. Okay. We have a lot of input today. Thank you, everyone. Oh, here, I just wanted to say that someone wrote in about Saturday night show, the mercury and gum clearings were really strong. Thank you. That was the one I was looking for before. And somebody, if I could just say, we got an email about timeline crashes, and we get this a lot, so I'll send this person an email after the show. But when you buy a timeline crash, you get a box that comes up. You put in your codes, and then you get a second blue box with codes, one set for the timeline crash and one set for the space-time crash. Each of those usernames and passwords have to be cut and pasted onto the empty page. This blue box, I think it fools people because it's blue, but you can't click on it and have it take you to the page. You have to do a cut and paste into those spaces. If you've done the timeline crash, you know what I'm talking about. And if you do that and you're still having trouble, it's because, and that's happened to me, your computer needs to have its cache cleared because it's saving some old usernames and passwords. So I hope that's helpful to people, and I'll send this one listener an email after the show.
Yeah, so you give them the codes, and then the codes go into the login key. So just go back to the login key, if you like, on the left side of the screen, that little key in the oval circle, and copy and paste that into the login. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. And another question about our physical bodies. A listener has learned of a machine that's supposed to kill harmful bacteria and fungus from the body. And he's wondering if you know if it's a good, accurate protection device. It's called the Spooky Rife Machine.
Well, I haven't heard of it, no.
Okay.
So I have to comment on that. I've heard of Rife frequencies, but I haven't heard of the other one. But you know, everything has frequency, so, you know, you'd have to maybe do some research yourself to see if that's what you want to get. So back
okay.
to you.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, and a listener has some questions about entities, and we talk about entities a lot on this show. Ron has a whole clearing, a whole life clearing for entities, and basically entities are ghosts. So this person has some questions about entities, Ron. One, do they have programs, like, I guess, similarly to clones?
No. The entity will have the whole lifetime, the whole lifetime, say, video, audio, life of the person that lived, okay? Remember, that's what gets cleared out of your spirit. That's your whole lifetime, you know, review that you normally would have. The dark side takes off of your spirit. So your emotional body has everything that ever happened to you when you were living. And so if you have an emotional body, which everybody has, it will have, let's situations of your whole lifetime stored inside of it. That's why you react and respond to things. Now, when your body dies, it still has it. That's why it looks for people with similar habits, traits, conditions, illnesses, everything else, because it knows about it, and it wants to find a host, which would be a living person to live off of. I don't think entities typically will hop into other entities only because there's no life force energy there. So you're not going to see multiple entities on top of or living inside of another entity, but you will see entities living inside of people. That's because they need that energy. So everything that the body experienced in their lifetime before, you know, the person died, and even at death, that will be stored in the emotional body, and that's an entity, and it will body hop into physical people to get, you know, it charged up. Just like the aliens want you, it wants you also. So the entities are probably the most maybe negative thing here on the planet, because they're like taking the same energy like the aliens are using off of you, but they're physical here. So now you have entities that are living here that hop into people. Or aliens just probably don't really want to hop into you, but they'll take your energy. So that's one of the more negative things that the aliens have done here, is allow entities to hop and to stay here living to distract you and take you sideways all the time with different situations. And then they have a life of their own. They take over your body. They control your body. So, you know, it's just another life form that's here. And unfortunately, that's what the aliens have done. And they somehow disallowed or took away the energies of the Earth spirit to, you know, collect the energies of the emotional bodies. That's why when you go on and you do the deceased loved one clearing, then you can do that for that person and get rid of the entities and or entity, the emotional body, and also the spirit, so the aliens aren't attaching to it. That's why I put it up on the website. And entities will be here forever unless you clear it out, where the spirit will be captured by the darkness probably within a couple of weeks to a month after the person no longer is here. So that's why I put those on the website, so people can have some relief from situations like that. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. So the same person has a couple of more questions, and that's interesting that you said the aliens kind of allow this to happen, you know, that allow these entities to float around and then come and get in our bodies. So they're not necessarily directly controlled by the aliens, but they're allowed to, or they're stuck here. So the listener wants to know, do the aliens generally make them more mean than they were before?
I don't think so. I doubt
okay.
it. Only if it picked up something from somebody else that maybe was mean. Maybe they took on the energy as they're sucking energy off of the host. Maybe they might have that. That's possible, but you know, I can't really say for sure.
All right. And then lastly, do they know they control us and get us counterattacked, even though we're not in control, and then give us a bad name?
Well, they're just doing what they want to do with your body. So do they know that? Well, they're having a life, okay? Just like you're having a life. So, you know, they're living through you. They're taking over your body and living their life, what they want to do, through you. So good or bad, you know, it's just what they're doing. So back to you.
Okay. If a person missed the window to do the deceased loved one clearing, is it possible to do any other clearing to help the deceased loved one to find peace and move into the light? It was the stories a young person died 3 years ago, and the person's mother just found Creation Lightship, and they want to know what they can do.
Well, first to do the emotional clearing, because that body's probably still here. And as far as the spirit, like I said, within 2 weeks to a month, the spirit's captured by the darkness, you know. And it may even be reincarnated into something else now, you know, another body possibly. I would say, you know, almost always, you know, they get it within a month. So what can you do? You know, it's just what happens. This is what the aliens do, is they set up that program and they steal spirits. So you do anything about it? You know, basically, I'd say probably not, because it's already taken. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. We have a thank you from the person that requested the orb clearing. They must, you know, they asked for specific colors, so they must really see them, because they wrote in to say, thank you, the orbs are gone. So that's good. Somebody wrote in, I smoke an electronic cigarette that produces vapor, and I see the alien faces inside my house in the smoke every day.
Yep. I'd say that's probably true, you know. It's, so I said if you could figure out some way to make smoke or have something, you'd probably start seeing a lot more that's around you. It could be very scary, but they're here anyway, you know. So you just got to realize that they're here, and how do you get rid of them? How do you keep them from attaching to you? You have to stay off of the timeline that they want to put you onto. So they can still be here when you're in the now, because you're in the now on the alien timeline, so you're stopping time on their timeline, but they can still be here. But they may have less control over you because you're not living on a timeline where they can actually connect with you. So I hope that makes sense to you. Source energy has no time, but you're not in source energy. You're in the light of the darkness of timelines, and you can't stop the timelines that the aliens have by doing the mind-to-heart drop. That puts you into the energy of being out of time on the alien timeline. And then they really can't see you as well. But you're not in source energy. You're in source energy, in a sense, with your spirit, but you're still here on the alien timeline, but time has stopped. So you're at 0 point in time. Source energy has no time. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Someone wants to know, apparently on our BBS, not the BBS page, but the Fast Chat welcome page, there we had links to the wonderful tutorials that a listener made for us, and they're broken. And we're working on getting that fixed, but in the meantime, if you would like those tutorials, please send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I'll send those out for you. There's one on how to set up your computer to do the healings. There's one for timeline crashes, and I believe one for natal barcode clearings. And so I'll be happy to send them to anyone who is interested in watching them. They're wonderful and very helpful. Okay, Ron, next question. I've noticed lately my mind control has been stronger and is bugging me a lot. It's more annoying than ever. What can I do?
You know, you get into the now, and maybe you're just getting more conscious of what's happening to you. So it may not be any more than normal. Maybe you're just becoming more conscious. But, you know, the mind-to-heart drop, to be here now, check your finger exercise. And, you know, you want to stop, you know, and stop time on the alien timeline. And then you're going to have less mind control. And it's possible that maybe you're doing, something's happening to you where maybe mind looping is going on. Maybe there's an event that happened, you know, 30 years ago, and you didn't know about it then, but now, you know, it's recycling. Maybe something's going on, you know, around this time of the year, first week in September or something, we'll just say, check out those dates. Maybe something happened and now you're being controlled more because of what happened, in your past, because they're doing a copy and paste on you. So look at that too. So back to you.
Okay, yes, thank you, Ron. That's very interesting that the listener might just be noticing more things. And I would just add, I've been having a lot of fun and success with just switching around my routines of the little things that we do that we maybe don't realize we do as a habit. And so that listener might want to try that, and it might break up some of the mind control. So I was wondering, Ron, if we could have a sample. And when you said September and maybe something about this time of year, and I thought of school, maybe could we have a clearing of dread?
Yeah, I guess so. I would think, I'll do that. So here we go. Releasing that energy if you have that. So think of a situation that you're dreading. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And kind of switching it over a little bit here. Let's just say that you don't really like school that well, and maybe you're 10 years of age or something, right? A young child, and you had all this wonderful time during your vacation or whatever time it would be, we'll just say 3 months hypothetically there. And now you're forced to go into a mind control pattern, which you don't know anything about, but you're 10 years of age and now you have to do something that you're maybe even terrified. Maybe you're afraid to go to school. Maybe, you're afraid to see kids. Maybe you're a homebody, and now school's coming, and you get a stomach ache, and you don't want to go to school. You're losing your freedom. Maybe you feel like you're going to be enslaved. Who knows what young children think. Maybe this relates to you. Like, oh boy, yeah, I hated to go to school. I didn't like it, and I'm terrified for the first couple of weeks. Maybe you had freckles, and everybody would see you with freckles and laugh at you or something, and you went through the whole year of that, and when summertime came, nothing bothered you, and, now you're going back to that same scenario. So maybe, this month is maybe end of last month or in August, maybe when kids start school too now, maybe you have this reoccurring situation happening to you for this time of the year when school starts. If you don't know what it is, you just don't feel right for this month. So let's release that if you do have a situation like that. You have to think of your own particular thing that you're dealing with, because it's recycling, every year. And, you may just not feel right because you're losing, you're giving yourself away to something else, that maybe you don't want to do. Okay, that's the whole thing. You lost your power, okay? Had your power in the summertime, and now you have to go to school, which you may not like. So here we go. Let's release that. Think of an issue that I can clear from you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Eight, this is heavy. 9 and 10. Boy, I didn't know people didn't like school that well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And it could even be something like clothing. Maybe your parents weren't very wealthy, and, you went to school with last year's clothes on, or you have hand-me-downs or something, and everybody looks at you like, this person has, is in poverty or something, how kids are, peer pressure. So let's release peer pressure from people. So here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do one kind of similar. You know, maybe your parents have to drive you to school, and let's just say they got a 30-year-old car, okay? And it's the oldest car of everybody in the school there, and it's not the greatest-looking car, but your parents, that's all they can afford, and you got to drive up in this car and get out of it. Everybody looks at you and they go, oh, well, gee, our car's 3 years old, and look at you. You know, your parents must be very poor. You know how all that goes. So maybe you don't, but, you know, the child's taking this stuff on, and they're embarrassed. So maybe embarrassment. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, okay. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And clothes is an interesting, it's interesting that you brought that up. I had to wear a really ugly uniform to school, and I still can't, you know, stand that color. I don't know how they ever found this color blue. And it's interesting, we were just talking about blue in the show today. It's almost like an odd harmonic in a color. And I wonder how important that was. And I also wore a red tie that made an X across my throat. It was a cross. So I don't know who designed that uniform, what alien. But it's still just, I look back on it, and it doesn't have a single saving thing about it.
Yeah.
So thank you for clearing that. Pardon?
I'll do a clearing for people that had to wear special clothes. Clothing, okay, so think of the clothing that you had. Maybe you had to have your hair long or something or whatever, but think of your clothing if you were in one of those religious organizations. So here we go, or a special school. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, man.
Yeah, that's wonderful, Ron. You could even have a job where you have a uniform or clothing that you're kind of forced to wear or culturally everybody wears and you're uncomfortable. So I think that's good for everybody. Okay, different subject. Someone is curious about dinosaurs, Ron. Did the aliens put them here? And do you know anything about them?
Boy, I don't know. I'll have to pass on that one.
Okay. All right, so somebody sent in a letter. It's very interesting. It's a little long, so I'm going to try to edit it a little bit. They basically have two family members, we already talked about this, that are bothering them a lot and upset them. And one of them is ill. And the other one had this listener kind of forced her, emotionally forced her, I guess, to take the ill one to the hospital. And she did that every day for, I think, for about a week. And unsurprisingly, she felt very depleted. She knew it was draining her energy. Someone died across the hall. You know, so in addition to the, you know, drama and emotions going on with the family members, she then was thrust into a hospital situation. Her whole body was hurting her. Then she's really writing this to say thank you. Every clearing you did on Saturday night pertained to issues that I've been dealing with since going to the hospital. Going to the Creation Lightship was very beneficial. And then you did a clearing for the gums. I was so amazed. I just said to myself, I hope my teeth and gums stop hurting, and then you did that clearing. So thank you. You actually brought us back to the light ship Saturday night. my body was jerking when you did the sample entity clearing, so I know some entities were removed. You are phenomenal, and I thank you so very much. I will continue to do the entity clearing. If there's anything else I should do, please let me know. I did not go back to the hospital on Sunday and today, Monday. I feel so much better, and I'm not feeling guilty about knowing not going back. I will not subject myself to that again. It is not pretty. So one more thing. Since this afternoon, my ears have been ringing and itching. In my culture, they say that when you have ringing in the ears, that means people are talking about you. Perhaps she is courting me because I have not been there in 2 days. So if you can do a clearing for the ears, I would appreciate it.
Okay, so here we go. Cording release for your ears. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And also do one for probably your mouth. So remember, if you're going to the hospital or going to see somebody, you're going to be speaking. So let's release that energy. And I don't think I ever did one for the mouth on cording, but we'll just see what happens here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. So our show is going to be coming to a close pretty quick. Any quick one we can do? What other one?
Probably got a couple minutes. Another sample, Ron? I was thinking, since the person wrote in earlier about loneliness, maybe we could have a sample of the loneliness clearing.
Okay, so think when you become lonely, remember, you have to pull up a situation. Otherwise, if you don't bring something forward, I can't clear it from you. So you have to judge yourself to have this energy released. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. So this will close the program tomorrow, which is Tuesday. We have our special call for energetic cordings. And then the entity call is on Fridays. And on Wednesday, we have the call for water charging. And Thursday, we do the clone replica call. That's where you get on and you request a certain body location or something going on with you where they made clones with that condition. And I've been making people real on each one of these calls. So if you want to feel like, it is to be human, get on one of the calls and you can see yourself change. And do get a mirror handy so you can look at your face. So thank you, everybody. And we'll see you later. Blessings. Thank you, Ann. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, Ron. Bye, everyone.